This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's touch table on... I was going to say football, but I'm being told we have something involving trades. So I'll just let David hit the music and tell me what the hell we're doing here.
Yes, guys, this is about trades. I was... watching, everyone knows SGA has taken Oklahoma City, the Thunder, to the NBA Finals, and it made me think...
He's so unethical! He's a foul merchant!
It isn't about foul merchants. It is about trades, because Paul George was traded out of OKC to LA for SGA, and it made me think about what are the worst trades in sports history. And before I see it on ticket text, yes, I know... this is revisionist history because no one knew who SGA was going to become. That's not the point.
Yeah, but that's part of trade.
It is.
Right.
No one knew what Ben Wallace was going to become. You didn't even want Ben Wallace. You wanted John Amici. Well, what did Big Ben turn into? Like a 7-time defensive player of the year. That's right. What trades are.
For those Correct. Who don't know, here's the actual trade.
Yes.
Paul George was traded by OKC to the Clippers for Danilo Gallinari, SGA, a 2021 first-round pick that was Trey Mann. A 2022 first-round pick was, Jalen Williams. A 2023 first-round pick that turned into Jamie Jaquez Jr.
That's Jaime, okay.
A 2024 first-round pick, Dylan Jones. And there's other picks involved as well.
Correct. It's one of the worst trades ever, period.
So let's get into this here. Let's start in the NHL with one here that involves the New York Islanders. It's not the one that Kenny thought I was going to do, but it happened in June of 2001.
Yeah, we traded Roberto Luongo to draft another goalie.
That's not the one I was talking
about.
You're
not talking about DiPietro?
I'm talking about Chara for Yashin.
Oh, Zdeno Chara. Wow. Yeah, let's get rid of him. We'll get Alexei Yashin here and sign him to a Bobby Bonilla deal. Yes.
I thought you were going to talk about the one time that the Wings traded up to get a goalie who doesn't play in the league and gave up a pick that turned into a 30-goal scorer, Wyatt Johnson.
Yeah. Oh. Yikes.
Having a bad playoffs, by the way, but still horrible.
Okay, well, you know what? Hey, what Kosa's doing ain't helping us.
No, I know. I stopped myself.
Yashin only played 5 seasons with the Islanders.
4 too many.
Contract was eventually bought out. He was not good. That's a bad
trade. Yeah, thank you. I'm aware.
Let's get to another sport here. Let's go to Major League Baseball. See if you think that this is one of the worst trades in sports. And it is Pedro Martinez getting traded from L.A. to Montreal. He was a Dodger at one point, people, if you didn't know. He went 10-5 as a Dodger in his rookie year in 1993 and then was traded to Montreal in a straight-up deal for Delino DeShields.
It's Delino.
Delino, you're in my page, David.
Well, DeShields only hit .256.
Yeah, and again, that 94 Expos team should have won the World Series. They were loaded with superstars everywhere. Larry Walker, Captain Canada. Look, I hate Pedro Martinez, so this is hard for me to say, but yes, that's one of the worst trades ever.
Yeah, he went on to win the Cy Young there
in Montreal.
So this one I want to bring Stoney in because this is his era. So I wanted to make him
1930s?
Let me tell you something. When they traded the Babe to the Yankees, come on. I went ballistic.
It's a couple here in your era.
All right.
One that started in 1975, where the Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Lakers for, nothing, basically. Junior Bridgman, Brian Winters, Dave Myers all went to the Bucks.
Well, in fairness, Junior Bridgman was a pretty good player, and Brian Winters, besides looking like Lurch at times when he was a coach, he was a really good outside shooter for the
wonderful
good Buck teams.
Jabbar went on to win 5 championships with the Lakers.
I understand that. But at least they got something.
I okay. got a feeling that's exactly.
I can give you some other ones.
Well, I have one
too.
For you.
Well, okay. The worst trade would be whatever Golden State did to trade with the Celtics so they could take Joe Barry Carroll and the Celtics
that
got
was
Kevin
on the
McHale
list.
And
yes.
Robert Parrish.
Well, the Pistons were involved in that thing too, to a
yes.
certain extent.
Here's another one here, and this one was so bad that the team ended up moving. This was the Nets when they sent Doc to the 76ers. Dr. J got traded for $3 million on October 20th, 1976.
But wasn't that more? That's a financial thing.
It
with
was.
The ABA collapsing and the whole bit.
It was. And it didn't help them. They got worse financially, had to move to New Jersey.
How about in one day, that idiot, God rest his soul, Harold Katz, the former owner of the Sixers, he traded the number one pick in the draft rights, which was going to be Brad Daugherty, to the Nets for Roy Hinson. And then a few hours later, we'll just trade Moses Malone and a number one and Terry Catledge to the Bullets at the time for the other Cliff Robinson in one day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I shouldn't have went back so far. I'm sorry, man.
I'm just letting it roll. He's very upset.
We'll bring it to a little bit closer to modern day, and this one involves your team, Michael, the Boston Celtics. They traded Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce to the Brooklyn Nets and ended up getting multiple first-round picks that ended up being Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, that was the Prokhorov era of the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah. And remember, they got a first-round pick for Doc Rivers, dumbass.
Correct.
We did a lot of good rebuilding.
Danny Ainge was good for a time, huh?
For a time. The problem is the deals he didn't make because he tried to hold people up for ransom. But, yeah, no, I mean, that was an awful deal because, remember, at that point in time, the Celtics left two championships on the table. KG blew out in 2009, blew his knee out in Utah, and was never back. And then 2010, Game 7, they're right there against the Lakers. Ray Allen has the worst shooting performance of his life. They lose 83-79. They blew this thing up, but by that point, Pierce and Garnett were in their early to mid-30s. It was over. The Nets, Prokhorov went nuts.
One more in the NBA before I give you a few in the NFL. It is a simple one. It is the Charlotte Hornets on draft day trading Kobe Bryant to the LA Lakers.
Vlade.
For Vlade.
The Charlotte Hornets' existence is just on this list. How are they a real team? How?
I don't know.
But the amount, do you feel the NBA has the worst trades of all?
Oh, yeah. There's even one from my youth that's even worse than anything we ever said.
What is this, Bob Pettit?
No, close. When the Sixers traded Wilt to the Lakers for Daryl Imhoff, Archie Clark, and Jerry Chambers. Thank
Who?
You. Yes, exactly.
But the problem for Wilt in Philly, you didn't even play him in the fourth quarters of playoff games because he couldn't shoot free throws.
No, that was his own decision not to shoot. He played. He just didn't shoot. That was a whole different deal.
Yeah, he did a lot of that off the court.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Let's go to the NFL here. Let's go back to...
It was called the Big Dipper for a reason.
Okay, then.
Go back to 1992, where one Brett Favre, who didn't throw one pass
Brown
in Atlanta, got traded to the Green Bay Packers for a first-round pick. We all know what he did in Green Bay. But with that pick, the Falcons drafted Tony Smith with the 17th overall selection.
Who?
Running back Tony Smith, exactly.
Well, I don't even remember him.
He had no impact.
I just remember they went with Browning-Nagel over him.
Browning-Nagel from Louisville.
Yeah. Not a good move.
Very short
and
career for that
running
back.
And there's also that famous draft photo of Favre, like, in his Wranglers on the couch. Yeah, half in the bag.
Yeah, they show that in that Netflix special.
Is it worth watching?
Well, there's some really good shots of Jen Sturger, but it's worth watching, but you just realize what a scumbag Brett Favre is.
Well, right, like I know that. I know. It's like the Connor Stallions thing.
Right, you're not going to know anything
else. Noted POS. I don't need a special on it.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'll give you this one. The Cleveland Browns trading for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Let me give you what end up being the first round picks for the Houston Texans. Kenyon Green, offensive lineman. John Mechie.
Hold on. Mechie got cancer.
Yes.
Kenyon Green they just got rid of.
Oh, hold on. It's going to get better. Christian Harris, a decent player for them. Will Anderson Jr. Tank Dell.
Well, he's dead too.
Right now he is, but he was a, you know.
He's going to play as many games as Deshaun is this year. Look, I'm sorry.
I missed one.
What?
Kamari Lassiter.
Okay, now it's
was bad. Also involved in a trade later on with the deal.
The whole premise in this. You grade them on how it plays out. Mm-hmm. But no one on earth thought Deshaun Watson would turn into a pumpkin.
No.
He wasn't athletic anymore. He couldn't process. The downfield throws were gone. It's going to have to be studied.
Yeah.
Just went downhill from there.
Downhill? He went off a cliff.
Try to be nice there.
David, he's not playable.
He isn't. He isn't playable. And he had a statement this week to the quarterbacks that are in the room saying, I'm not dead. I'm still going to compete for the job.
Cool.
Good luck. Good for him.
Good luck. Those are your worst.
See if your key card works.
Those are your worst trades in sports history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.